It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There are some issues with the word nauseous, used to mean nauseating.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Gee, what a nice breakfast time topic. What brought this up? No pun intended.
It's that time of year again. I just received the usage ballot for the American Heritage Dictionary because, as our listeners may know, I'm on the usage panel for the American Heritage Dictionary. So once a year, I get a ballot with some usage questions or issues, and they ask me my opinion on whether particular things are acceptable or unacceptable.
Well, let's have those issues of nauseous and nauseating. What are the differences?
So that was on the ballot this year, and the question is, is it okay to use nauseous to mean causing nausea, as in that was a nauseous roller coaster? Now, I have to say, that doesn't seem okay to me, that a nauseous roller coaster would catch my attention. I think it's confusing to people. I ask students, they say, you can't say that, because at this point, nauseous means feeling nauseated, mm-hmm. not causing nausea.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I think that change has already happened. I don't have to do anything about it. You see a little remnant. I think nauseous can sometimes mean something like offensive. You'll hear people say a nauseous website, something that feels very offensive to them. But for the most part, I think it means that we feel terrible. Now, there's an issue with the word issue as well. There was a question that was asking me if it is okay to use the word issue to refer to a problem, as in, I have issues with that. Well, and I have to say, I said it was fine.
Well, yes, of course it is. We've had issues for a while now.
Yes, we have.
Right. Some of the other highlights?
Momentarily. How do you use the word momentarily?
I will be there momentarily.
Yes. Well, for this reason, I said that it is acceptable to use momentarily to mean in a moment. But in fact, historically, it has meant for a moment, as in she paused momentarily. But now a lot of us are using it to mean in a moment.
See how hip I am.
You are. And it's just because people like you, all of us, I think I use momentarily to mean in a moment. So we need to accept that the word is changing.
And any final gems for us, Anne?
I think we should address beg the question. Many people are now using beg the question to mean to invite a question, to ask the question. But in fact, historically, it meant to assume to be true what you're trying to prove. If you do that, you've begged the question. And a wonderful example, Philip Corbett gives one in After Deadline in the New York Times. And he says, in response to, why does Lindsay Lohan get so much coverage? He says, because she's a big deal. Look at how much news coverage she gets. That is an answer that begs the question.
Well, I'm not too proud to beg. Thanks so much for your help, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.